Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, my name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This is also a talk to a pastor program. A lot of people want to talk to a pastor. They want to ask a question. Okay? A lot of people's lives are a mess. A lot of people, you know, they've gone to school, they've studied, they've taken classes, they've watched YouTubes, they've read books, they've gone to seminars, and they've done all kinds of things, but still their life is a mess anyway, and they have questions, okay? So here are some answers. Now let's begin with a call. I'll take a call from Canada.
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. My question is, you know, they say in the Bible that God walks among us, but how, if God wants to get himself known, okay, how does he do that in this type of world? Would you recognize him? And also, you know, if he would go around declaring that, per se, you would say yourself, you're God, you know, wouldn't they try to put you in a mental institution? So anyway, I think this is like a great question. And It's a question. Thanks.
What does it mean that God walks among us? Well, it's an expression. It doesn't mean that God literally walks like a person. You know, like if you were walking with your friend, it doesn't mean that there's literally, you know, a man with shoes on walking beside you. It doesn't mean that, but It very much means to be with God. In the Old Testament, who was it? Was it Enoch? Was it Enoch that they say walked with God? He walked with God. They said Noah was a friend of God. See, it does literally mean to be with God. In fact, in the Old Testament, and then again in the New Testament, it's repeated where God says through his spokesperson or through his prophet, he said, the day is coming when one person won't have to teach another one, for I will write my laws into their mind and into their hearts, and I shall be their God and they shall be my people. See, God dwells with people who love him, okay, and who want him to be there. So the question is, so you get the idea. You walk with God. It's to be with God. To always be thinking of God and to have a God. You know, who was it? Remember there was a baseball player. I can't remember which baseball player it was. It was a long time ago. But they asked him about his career, you know, how he did so well. And he said, somebody up there likes me. Okay. And there's the old Irish proverb, may the good Lord take a liking to you. Well, wouldn't that be beautiful if the good Lord took a liking to you? Okay, that would be really, really nice. Well, you know something? The good Lord will take a liking to you. But you need a couple of things. You need to have a little bit of courage. And you need to stand for what's right. In little things, start with little things, okay? And you have to start trying to do what's right in your heart and not be sleazy. See, who walks with God nowadays? Who walks with God? Look around. Well, I'm sure there are people. There are some. You wouldn't know them. They're just regular people. But if you look at the average person does not walk with God. The average person today is totally caught up in trivia, totally caught up in ball games and shopping and surfing the internet and video games and looking at awful things and sleazy things. The average person today cares more about what they're going to eat than they do, or who's going to be playing in the basketball game or the football game. That's what they care about, okay? Or what the latest music is. That's all they care about. Music, eating, looking at naughty things, doing naughty things. The average person is sleazy. You know, they don't even get married. A lot of people don't get married. They don't have the honor to get married. Men should have honor. So if you want to walk with God, you've got to have honor. You've got to have principle. You've got to stand for something. You have to pay attention to the important things. Okay? It doesn't mean that you couldn't occasionally listen to a little music, although most people aren't mature enough. And it doesn't mean that you couldn't, you know, watch a little sports, but what's the point? What's the point in watching somebody else running around playing with a little ball and wearing shorts? It's just ridiculous. You know, a man ought to be working. A man ought to be attending to important things at home and in the neighborhood. And if a man works hard, a man attends to important things and is interested in important things, then there's not much time left over for silly things. Okay? So, to walk with God means to be a friend of God. And you need to be a little bit sober. It doesn't mean you can't have a good time. You have a twinkle in your eye. See, most people get it all wrong. They lead dishonorable lives, but then they, get real angry if their little kid makes a mistake or something. See, so truly noble man doesn't become angry, you know, in the sense of becoming resentful and, you know, puffing up in self-righteousness and so forth. He's got a twinkle in his eye. So he's a gentleman. Yes, gentleman. He's gentle and he's kind and he's gracious and he's patient, okay? But he stands for something, kind of like the old Western movies, you know, like John Wayne in a Western movie, or Hopalong Cassidy, or The Lone Ranger. A true gentleman, take his hat off in front of a lady and walk modestly and speak modestly, but thoughtful and honorable and standing for what's right. Okay, now let's take another call.
Hi, this is Brian calling from San Francisco, and I read the Bible quite often, and I have one question. How can we know that the writings in the Bible are true, or is there a way to know that what we see in the Bible can be believed? Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for the question. Yes, I love getting questions. I'll be giving the number to call very soon, so have your pencil and paper handy so you can call in with your question. Yes, very good, very good. How do we know that what's in the Bible is true? Well, I can tell you how. You know how I know? I just know. How do I know that 1 + 1 = 2? How do I know that? Well, not because I memorized it. I mean, maybe when I was 3 years old, I memorized it. I even doubt if I memorized it. I just know. I can see that 1 + 1 = 2. So how do I know that what's in the Bible is true? It's because I see that it is. It sits right with me. I just know. And how do I know? Well, it's because I know from within. My intuition lets me know. I intuitively know. I don't have to study. I don't have to study. I don't have to have it proved. I don't have to prove anything, okay? I just know, that's all. And isn't that nice? I know from within. So it's the way, it's that way with everything. Okay, I just know. And if I don't know, then I don't know. Now, who else beside me knows that what's in the Bible is true? Well, little children, little tiny children. Okay, if they haven't been corrupted and brainwashed and slapped around and emotionalized and hypnotized and everything else, if they, when they're just little children, they kind of know in their heart that there's good people and bad people. They know there's good and there's evil. They know there's nice people and they know there's scary things. Okay, at night sometimes there's scary things. They know that, and they kind of know that God, there's God. See, who's like a father. He's like the great father. Okay, and they know that he's good. Okay, sometimes parents try to tell the little children that God is mean and so on. But it does scare the little children. But parents shouldn't say that, because deep in their heart they kind of know he's good. So how do I know? Well, I went for many years. Okay, so I went to high school, I went to college, I was interested in this and that, and I was interested in everything else, but then all of a sudden, when I became about 40, I began to searching and finding answers, and God entered my life, and then all of a sudden I saw that it was true. Okay? And so that's how I know. And that's how you should know true. From within, from God. It's inspired. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Indeed, life could be so sweet, and life could be so good. You just have to begin to apply in your life some basic things that you kind of already know. You already know them, but you're not doing them. Okay? You know you should be patient with people. You know you should be patient with your children. You know you shouldn't resent anyone. And you know you shouldn't be talking about things that you really don't know for sure. Making comments about people, even people in the public eye, who you really don't know. Okay? You don't know. And you know that you should, of course, you shouldn't lie and cheat and steal. You know that. And you know you're supposed to live by faith instead of worrying. Okay, you know that. And you know that you should speak from the heart. Okay, when you were a child or a teenager, sometimes adults, especially a parent, would make a speech at you. They would talk at you instead of to you. Have you ever heard that expression? They talked at you instead of to you. They had it all pre-planned in advance. They thought they already knew that. They accused you of doing something, and maybe you didn't do it. But they already assumed that you did do it, and they wouldn't listen. Okay? They didn't have understanding. They got things wrong when they should have been soft and kind and forgiving while they were rigid. But when they should have been a little bit firm, then they let things go. So they didn't seem to get anything right. Well, you resented them. Yes, you did. You resented them. And you began to have contempt. Some people, you see today with the way people are so messed up. People are so messed up and so confused and so selfish. Okay? This is not a judgment. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that it's the way it is. Okay? It becomes easy to have contempt for people. So you've got to be very careful not to have contempt. And the media plays into it too. When you watch the television programs, the sitcoms, and so on, and the comedians, they're just degrading. Everyone's degrading everyone. But you have to watch out for that. Because you know in your heart. Okay, you always have to get back to what you know in your heart. That's very important. That would be a good start. Remember, I began this second half by saying that life could be sweet and life could be good. But you have to start bringing forth into your life those things that you know in your heart. Okay? And stop doing what you're being encouraged and tempted and licensed to do, but you know you shouldn't do. Okay? So, you must bring forth what you know in your heart. And don't pretend that you know something when you really don't know it. And don't speak about things that you really don't know for sure. It's okay to say, I don't know. You know, I read something yesterday. I was reading some physics. I'm not a physicist, but I'm a student of physics. And there was a very apocryphal story. It was being told that Richard, I think his first name, Feynman, from Caltech, or Cal Poly, was a famous, a very popular physics teacher, and he wrote some books, and he was very, very popular. You can find his books in any library. But he said that when he was a little child, he asked his father, what is gravity? And his father said, well, he said, I don't know. He said, nobody really knows what gravity is. It's a mysterious thing. See? And he said he loved that answer. He loved his father's answer because most people say, he asked his father why things fall. That was it. Why do things fall? And his dad said, well, nobody really knows for sure. See? But they don't really understand why things fall. But then he said, most people say, well, they fall because of gravity. But they don't really understand what gravity is. See, and most people think that just because they have a name for something, they understand it. But they don't. But he loved his father's answer because it was honest. And it led to searching. So you must be honest with yourself and with other people. Okay? Speak from the heart. And that leads to searching and it leads to finding. Remember Christ said, seek and you will find. So if you don't know, then just admit that you don't know and search for the answer. And one day you'll discover the answer.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, so my question really is how can I get back on track, and not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. So I must say again what I said earlier. That is, you must admit when you don't know and search for answers. Okay, and then you'll find the answer. But when you pretend you know, or when you accept some label, some name, some shallow answer, when you accept that, then you preclude the search. Because you see, there's a fake version of everything out there. There's a fake everything. But the other thing I want to say is be careful. Watch out for those people who would tempt you into having contempt for others. Even if somebody's all messed up, you mustn't have contempt for them. First of all, you don't know the whole story. And secondly, you don't know the inner person. Remember, it says God judges the heart. You don't know the inner person. See, there may be a good soul in there, a thoughtful soul. And you can't judge a book by its cover either. You find wisdom. You find understanding in people. Just because somebody has a degree doesn't mean that they have understanding. They probably don't, because they've sold their soul to have a degree so they could lord it over other people and make a lot of money, see? Sometimes very simple people have a lot of wisdom. And what you need is wisdom. You don't need knowledge. All the knowledge in the world won't do you any good. It won't do you any good, see, when it comes to the important things in life. That's why you often hear about people that have PhDs. Their own kids hate them. Their own kids are on drugs. See, you see all these people that are supposedly so wonderful, and then you see their family, you see that they're just utter destruction. Okay, so don't let that happen to you. Don't be fooled into having contempt for other people, and don't be fooled into thinking that there aren't answers, because there are. But you have to seek for the answer. Now, you have to have. See, the prize is objectivity. The prize is what Christ called a heavenly state. A heavenly state, or a heavenly attitude. The most wonderful translation of the Sermon on the Mount, the most wonderful translation of the Beatitudes, is actually from the Kabouris manuscript. I have YouTubes. I have several YouTubes dedicated to the Sermon on the Mount and to the Beatitudes. And you really ought to watch them, because there is a translation of the Kabouris manuscript, which was written in Aramaic. A translation that is just exquisite. And instead of saying blessed, see, it is blessed. Christ said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and blessed are the peacemakers, and so forth. Well, they are blessed. It is, they are blessed. But in Aramaic, he said, a heavenly attitude is theirs, and also a heavenly state. See, that's what you need. Right now, look at your state of mind. It's a state of mind where your consciousness is lowered. You're lost in things. See, you're distracted, daydreaming, worrying, lost in fantasy, perpetually lost in music, lost in video games, lost in texting and surfing the internet, and lost in conversations. And you get lost in everything, lost in your food and your substances and your marijuana, and you're just lost. That is the opposite of the heavenly state. If you want to find God, you've got to find this heavenly state, this heavenly attitude. You must find it, because that's where God is. You won't find God in imagination or in fantasy or in worry or in planning and scheming or in studying. Okay? Did you know that I have over 500 YouTube videos, lectures about the spiritual side of life? Visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.com and look for the YouTube lectures. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Yes, you really need to wake up. Wake up from those things that have entangled you. And become free to see things the way they really are and to express yourself. See, you have the capability of being a very noble, a very gracious, an enlightened person. And the power to do so is within you. But you must wake up, okay, and speak from the heart. Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.